Back now with Day to Day. Skateboarding is often considered the sport of the rebellious, if it's considered a sport at all. There's no ball, there's no racing for the best time, and most skaters wouldn't be caught dead wearing a letter jacket, which may be why you don't usually find skateboarding on the list of high school sports. But here in Southern California, there are now 7 official high school skateboard teams. They formed a league. At competitions, skaters are judged on form, balance, and how much air they can catch. Tomorrow is the last meet of this inaugural season. It's being held at an indoor skate park in Simi Valley, just north of Los Angeles, called Skate Lab. I'm here at Skate Lab, joined by Jeff Stern. This year, Stern started the California High School Skateboard Club. Hi, Jeff.
Hello.
How's it going?
It's going really good.
So, Jeff, skateboarding, school sport, how did this all begin?
One of the main reasons why I started this organization was not just for the competition, but to give these kids a reason to be at school, a reason to stay in school. A lot of the better skateboarders are being homeschooled these days. They reach a certain level of competition, and then they drop out of high school, and they're either getting endorsements, they got sponsorships, and they're traveling, and they stop going to school, or they're being homeschooled. And right now there is no motivation for skateboarders. When a skateboarder gets to high school, he's not going to switch sports and go to basketball. He's not going to switch from skateboarding to football or skateboarding to baseball. And right now he has nothing to switch to. So what I want to do through my organization is I want to create that incentive so that when the kids get to high school, they have something to look forward to.
So what did the school say when you went to them and said, I want to start inter-school competition for skateboarding?
I was faced with the liability issues. And I was faced with the fact that we can't have this on our campus. Even if it's something that you'll organize, we can't have it.
I have to point out right now, right behind you, there is a kid who's no knee pads, no wrist guards, no elbow pads, dropping into a bowl that must be, what, 10 feet tall? He could easily break any bone at any minute. I could see where the schools maybe thought, we're not touching that.
Sure. And he's wearing a helmet. Everybody in the competition has to wear a helmet. And what's the most interesting thing of all is that statistically, injuries in skateboarding per capita are amongst the lowest amount of injuries in sports.
So how does the sport at the high school level, as you've created it now, how does it work? How many people on a team? How often do they practice?
Each high school has 5 of the best skateboarders that make up a team. It could be male, it could be female. In the first season, it's been all male. I would love if a female skateboarder was to come along, and there are some great female skateboarders, that these guys would welcome a girl to be on the team. There are a lot of girls that are skateboarding. I see them here at Skate Lab, and there's some great skateboarders. So I think that the future holds both male and female, and they'll all compete together.
So Jeff, what do you see as the future of this?
Next year, I want to grow the high schools to 20 high schools. The future 2 years from now will be to break out regions throughout the country. Once I get to that level, I want to franchise the organization. So what can happen is as people contact me, I can offer them the National High School Skateboard Association as a franchise. Having all the sponsors in place, having all the liability taken care of, having all the organization, these regions can all compete under the umbrella of the National High School Skateboard Association.
Jeff, there's no doubt that skateboarding is a huge sport in American culture right now. I mean, it's affected style. You see it in the movies. But in terms of it being taken seriously as a legitimate sport, it's not at the Olympics. It hasn't been at schools until now. Do you think this might change some of that?
I definitely do. In fact, as far as the Olympics are concerned, skateboarding has been on the table as far as becoming an Olympic sport. So I firmly believe that skateboarding will become, if not an exhibition sport in the Olympics, it will definitely become mainstream in the Olympics. Skateboarding and action sports is here to stay, and it's growing. And it's been long overdue that the high schools recognize skateboarding as a legitimate sport.
Jeff Stern, organizer of the National High School Skateboarding Association, thanks so much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
That kid, the one without the knee pads, is an incredible skateboarder. He's scrawny, he's got long wavy hair, and he rides the board along the ramps as if he's surfing on the ocean. I had to meet this kid.
My name is Roy Canright, and I go to Simi Valley High School.
How long have you been skateboarding for?
I've been skating the 3.5 to 4 years, somewhere in there.
Have you ever been involved in team sports before?
Yes, actually, I played football for a while, and it was really boring. So I had to play.
It's okay, I don't play football. How does playing that compare to playing this?
This is like 6 million times better than playing football. You got to go out and train for football all year long, and then finally you get to play like 10 games, and then that's it. But this you could do all year long and keep going through competitions all year whenever you want. For here, you don't have a coach, so you're able to do what you want when you want.
But if you don't have a coach, how do you get better at your sport?
You do practices. Like I'm here like every day. This is my second home. So I practice every day. I practice new stuff, and if I can't do it, I'll take a break from it, do a different trick, work my way back up to it, and then start it again.
So what tricks are you going to be competing? What are you going to be doing this weekend?
Hopefully, if I'm having a good day, that I will be doing there's a trick called disco flip. It's a heel flip section. It's like you do a heel flip, and then you do a body varial. And
a body varial?
Yeah.
What's that?
You do like a 180 with your body.
Wow. Yeah.
And then hopefully back heel, which is like backside 180 with a heel flip.
What year are you in school?
I am freshman, actually.
So you could potentially have three more seasons.
Three more seasons of this. It would be great, too.
Well, good luck on Saturday.
Thank you.
That was Roy Canwright. He'll be competing tomorrow at the final meet of the first ever season of the California High School Skateboarding Club.